ago, I had a mini stroke. And I couldn't speak for about 2 minutes. I lost my speech, lost my thought. And so my daughter-in-law, she's studying to be a RN. She said, "I'm taking you to the hospital." So anyway, I went reluctantly. Yes. Praise God. So I went to the hospital, and they checked me out, and they told me when they give me that MRI and all the stuff that they couldn't find anything there. And I said, "You know, that's the attic. There ain't nothing up there." Praise the Lord. So the thing is then they went and they did, I don't know what they call it, but when they go into your veins and everything and they check your heart out and all, they said, "You've got a heart of a teenager." I said, "I know it." They said, "Your aorta and all your ventricles and articles and all them other stuff is all in line. It's wonderful." So they kept me all night. The next morning they kicked me out. No medication, no nothing. And you're good to go. So anyway, they said that I had maybe a little clot come through. But you know, I've had a little struggle because my left arm kind of went dead. My left hand was full of rocks, like sand. And I thank God for His presence. A little bit of a testimony. It's not a testifony and it's not evangelistic. But you know, when this pandemic hit, it changed everybody's lives. And if you don't shake your head yes, then something's wrong with your head or your heart. I know that I've been in the tent ministry for 34 years. And it's been a pleasure. I had a prophecy when I was first saved, about 6 weeks old. A woman said I'd be going to many nations, and I'll tell you, I thought maybe I was traveling all over the world. But my calling and commission is to go to the reservations. Went into Alaska, Canada for years, and the reserves here in the U.S. That was my calling and commission. So when this happened, this pandemic, they shut me down. And I thought, wow, this is a real train wreck. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me now? Praise the Lord. I just wanted to make sure. Praise God. So anyway, the battle rages. I said, "Lord, my tent ministry is shut down. What am I going to do?" He says, "We'll go to the book of Acts." So I did. I prayerfully did. And the Lord says, this started going house to house, breaking bread, having all things in common. And I thank God for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the leading of the Spirit. That we don't lean on our own understanding, but we lean under the things of God. He orders the steps of the righteous, and He opens doors and He closes doors. He lifts one up and He puts another down. We don't know why He does it. Praise the Lord. There's some that are faithful and some that are not. There's vessels to honor and there's vessels to dishonor. Praise the Lord. Even in the house of God. God's trying to reconstruct us, praise the Lord. So I went ahead and I started house meetings. And the first one was Hearthorn. I call it Hearthorn because I lived there for quite a while. And we had a little house meeting and the woman says, "I think I can get four people together. Let's have a house meeting." So So me and Ike and Patty, we drove down there. And we had a house meeting. And 15 people showed up. And I said, thank you, Jesus. This is you. So we ministered. And brothers and sisters, we bind the strong man. We spoil his goods. We move on. And we obey the Spirit of the Lord. So I went on to Idaho. And what amazed me is a young man came to me and says, we want to do a house meeting. So we have a great big porch at our house. So anyway, here come the musicians and here come the testimonies and everything come together. It blowed me out of the water because 65 people showed up. This is a house meeting in a pandemic. And everybody's afraid. But I want to tell you something. There's something about the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ. The last meeting I had there was out in a corral with a great big bonfire. Praise the Lord. Two people gave their heart to Jesus, and one family wanted the power of the Holy Ghost in their life. Brothers and sisters, we need to move on. Glory be to God. I thank God. So I just went with that. And I'm not going to take too long, but I'll take as long as I need. Thank you, Jesus. So I went back to Nevada. And I got a call from the Center Street Mission in Reno, Nevada, right next to Highway 80. And this brother, Dallas, we used to go to the prisons and preach, praise God, into Susanville, Max Security, and Reno, and all of the different places. And he said, do you want to hold a tent meeting here? I said, I sure do. He said, what do you request? I says, pray that there'll be no police, no demonstrators, and no fire department. So we did. And it was word of mouth. We put two poles up. We set up for 300 people. Praise the Lord. But we spaced the chairs because, you know, that's the law. Guess what? We never had any police. We never had any demonstrators. And we never had a fire department. And the word of mouth went out. Praise the Lord. In our first service, we had 75 people. I'm not evangelistically speaking. I'm telling you the truth. And by the third service, whoo, we had over 200 people. And we had two services a day for a week. And brothers and sisters, people gave their heart to the Lord. People were healed, delivered, and set free. And I thank God. Because the next set we had was in Fresno, California. And the tent was packed to the walls. Is that powerful? On the reservation. And I thank God for that. Then we went to Big Pine, California. And the tent was packed to the walls. It was powerful. So that showed me, no matter what, God's going to have His way. And we're going to do it His way. I thank God for that. I praise the Lord for the power of the presence of the Spirit of God. But the greatest thing is to be led by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Some are led, some are fed. Some are called, some are sent, and some just went. But when somebody just went, you know that they just went. I'll let that soak in a little bit. Hey, hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited about what the Lord's doing and what the Lord's going to do. I have a little reading I want to do, praise the Lord, and you can call it preaching if you want to, but it's a lifting and edification, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I told you I had a stroke, so I'm working on it. There's a little girl up in Canada. Her name is Rain. She's about this big. And her family and her was on their way home. She was sitting in the back, all strapped in her chair. And she said, "Daddy, I'm bigger today than I was this morning." He said, "How's that, honey?" She said, "I received Jesus in my heart today." Praise the Lord. And her name is Rain. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to do my very best on this little short song. Rain, 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 fallen rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, 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 fallen rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Short and sweet. Glory be to God. I think I'll stop while I'm ahead. Praise the Lord. Reach over and tell somebody, process. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the power and the anointing of His presence. Thank you, Father. The word I have today is an encouraging word. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says there's a five-part ministry that was given as gifts to the body of Christ. Now, many times we're called into an apostolic application. I'm not letting that go. Because I want to tell you, in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, it says the five-part ministry, first apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. There's not going to be a perfect church until the fivefold ministry is taught in depth to the body of Christ. He hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit hath to say. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither into the hearts of men the things as God hath prepared for them. But He's given to us by the power of His Spirit. Praise the Lord. Reach over and tell somebody, Spirit-led, Spirit-fed. Thank you, Jesus. And I know there's a process that will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I'm going to go into doctrine right now because I praise God for my Lord Jesus Christ. He said, beware. That means you better pay attention. Beware of the leavening of the Sadducees, Pharisees, and scribes. I got a little song I'll sing. I don't want to be a Pharisee, because they're not fair, you see. I don't want to be a Sadducee, because they're sad, you see. I don't want to be a goat, nope, because the goat don't have no hope, nope. I just want to be a sheep, bah, from my head down to my feet, yeah, I just want to be a sheep. Praise the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. Another they will not follow. And I thank God for the fivefold ministry that's coming forth. Reach over and tell somebody, ready or not, here it comes. Praise the Lord. We had the law and the prophets, and Jesus come on the scene, and he built a church under grace. Woo! Praise God. Is that powerful? That bride of Christ come forth out of that upper room. Glory be to God. And it's been messed up ever since. But you know the next phase is the manifestation of the sons of God. They skirt it. They shovel it under the carpet. They can do whatever they want to. But praise God, the manifested sons of God are going to come forth. We're training for reigning. We're going to live forever. Hallelujah. And it ain't over till it's over. So if you feel like a four square type person fitting in a round hole, it won't work because he's squaring up a city. They looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. There's a city that wasn't made with hands. I thank God for Ephesians and the first chapter, 3-5, where it says, we're foreordained, predestined, even from the foundation of the world. Is that powerful? Glory be to God. If this is going over your head, just build a pile and get up on top of the bricks. Praise the Lord. It's coming down. A lot of people don't believe in the fivefold ministry, but praise the Lord, the church will not be perfected until it's ministered. Thank you, Jesus. So we're training for reigning. And the manifested sons of God is going to bring the judgment because Jesus Christ is the judge of all. In Deuteronomy 32, in the first four verses, write it down, read it when you get home. It says, he is my rock. Praise the Lord. All of his ways are judgment. Just and right is he. Is that powerful? So we know that all the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ are judgment. He didn't come with an attitude. He come with humility. He let go of his deity. He was a man born of a woman, a man of God, praise the Lord, and the Son of God. Is that powerful? So he knows the end from the beginning. He didn't come to bring his own will, but he came to bring the will of the Father. We've got to know that. He humbled himself in the sight of the Lord. Glory be to God. I have a little reading here I want to read. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the word. Thank you, Father. A word to the weary prophets. This is the fivefold ministry. It said a word to the weary prophets. Hold on. And don't quit. Sometimes you would thunder my words. Few have received it. Remember, I gave it to you in Isaiah 51:16, and I have put my words in thy mouth. I have covered thee with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. Say to Zion, thou art my people. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness comes through the prophetic utterance of pointing the way. It's an outer court thing. Peace comes through the priesthood. Perfect peace is on our heart and on our minds. And I thank God for that peace. But in Zion, that's where the kings dwell. And God is setting us up, praise the Lord, to abide in Mount Zion. See, the thing is it starts with righteousness, peace, and then you get into where the kings are in Zion. That's where the joy is. That's why David danced before the ark, because he was absolutely undone. He took off his priestly robes, wore his garments of white and purity, and danced with all of his might before the Lord. I thank God for David, because when the ark come back and he set up his tabernacle and he danced before God, he blessed the people. He gave them everyone a loaf of bread, a flagon of wine, and a goodly piece of meat. And I'll tell you what, we need some meat today. Hallelujah. I have covered thee with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. Say to Zion, thou art my people. Many times you would tremble and not knowing if it would be received, but you belted it out anyway. There were those times you got so discouraged, you cried your heart out to me in great despair, but you kept moving on. A word of instruction, glory be to God. Listen to this in Luke 9:62, that Jesus, the master word, said to him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, this is not about religion, it's about life. Glory be to God. Even Elijah cried out from under a juniper tree in 1 Kings 19:4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough. Now, O God, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Is that powerful? Thank you, Jesus. Don't think this is a strange thing. In 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. My son, you are in good company. Like Jeremiah, who could not contain the fire I put within him, in Jeremiah 20:9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was wearing in forbearing. He was worrying and holding back. And I could not stay. I could not hold back any longer. And brothers and sisters, you also allow my flaming sword to be released. I thank God for the power and the anointing of the Spirit that the Lord has given the ministry, that we might come and exhort on our Lord Jesus Christ. One time when I was eating carpet, That means you're in on the floor praying. And the Lord says, get a pencil, get a paper. I wrote this stuff down because when you have a visitation from the Lord, it's worth writing down. How many here have had a visitation of the Lord? There's a lot of hands went up. You've never had a visitation from the Lord? Yeah. Huh?
I always had a visitation.
Then you didn't raise your hand. I thought maybe you were one of them type of people. Don't find your treasure empty without prayer, oil, anointing, or an ointment. Ask of me, just ask. Knock and be the best you can at knocking. Seek me first or early. Look for me. Seek and believe. Cry aloud unto me, saith the Lord. Faint not in the way, but call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will hear thee and put my hand to the problem. I have such as you need. Don't be afraid to step out in a higher realm. I have gone before you and prepared the way. Hearts need repaired. Now this is a day of great confidence to be imparted. I will give you the words to say, and I will order your steps and ministry. And my chosen need confidence. Go, obey me, and speak to the hearts of my children. They desperately need a God-given direction. Go and tell. Go and impart such as you have. For I have put it in you. Speak with boldness. I will cause them to hear. Don't hold back. I have foreordained the work. Thus saith the Spirit. And a short time later, I was doing the same thing, and the Lord said, I'm not a poet, but I want to share with you how God gave this to me. I was eating carpet again, and the Lord says, write. I would say unto my son, lift up thy head that hangeth down. Rejoice with the face that held a frown. I will lift thee up in my spirit this day and tell you things that you must say. I've dug a well within thy soul and capped it off while making you whole. It's time to listen for the spirit within. I'll take off the cap when it's time to begin. Speak only those things which are quickened to say. There's a prophetic word for my children today. Some won't hear it. They'll be as deaf as a post. But the words that you speak are from the heavenly host. Don't look at their faces. I will look at their hearts. They will receive it with gladness as you obey to impart. Thus saith God. Brothers and sisters, those are the things that I want to tap into. Thank you, Father. Those are the things that I want to impart. It's not everybody's cup of tea. Everybody don't fit. Praise the Lord. But know where you're at in Christ. He's drawing us into a greater realm. He's drawing us into a place where it's not going to be comfortable. But praise God, we can deal with ourselves. We can deal with our attitudes. He looks upon our heart. Glory be to God. And He'll change our heart. I thank God for the word today that God's given me. I never added to or took away. This is what was on my heart to share with the body of Christ. There are some changes that are coming, and we can't stop them. Praise the Lord. I still have faith in our government. They laid a wonderful foundation. They can mess with it all they want to. But here's what I say. You can shake cream, but cream always comes to the top. Praise the Lord. Our government, we have blood spread all over this world for the safety of people. And I thank God that it's going to come home. We've made one horrible mistake, and that's abortion. It's against us. Absolutely. The shedding of innocent blood. But brothers and sisters, I know it's not over till it's over. Because I still believe in 2 Chronicles 7. I still believe in 2 Chronicles what God is saying to us. Come to a place of repentance. Call upon Him. Don't let this slip. Praise the Lord. And I ask the Lord to be cordial, be kind. I ask the Lord to speak to the hearts of people today in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the power of His presence. And I give Him glory. Let's all stand. Reach over and tell somebody short and sweet. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give you an opportunity. The opportunity is to come forward, which is not everybody's character, but it's an application to come forward and receive prayer. I would that every one of you would come forward and receive prayer. There's an impartation. We bind a strong man. We cancel his assignment against us. We speak the Lord to come and camp His angels around about us. I ask the Lord to seal this word in the name of Jesus that it will not be stolen out of our heart. The fowls have no place with it in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to open up these altars right here. You can come up free will or you can stay where you're at. Praise the Lord. It's up to you. But if you need help to get up here, I'll come and get you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we change the order of this service. I thank you, Lord God, to stir up the gifting and impartation for the glory of God. I thank you, Lord God, that we'll not come short in any good thing that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. So if you need help to get up here, just come on up. Thank you, Father.